What's going on, Joe?
How are you, gentlemen?
We're doing well. You recovered from the first weekend of college football?
Yes, I have. That was, of course, it's easier to recover when you're coming off of a win, so that's certainly
right.
Helpful. But it was an interesting weekend for the conference, wasn't it? I mean, several dominating performances and a couple of surprises. I would think Tennessee is a surprise to most people, although UCLA took advantage of a lot of opportunities that were given them. I think Mississippi State's a little bit of a surprise, although playing at Louisiana Tech, as going on the road is not easy for anybody. I think some people probably were a little surprised Vanderbilt won as handily as they did at Miami. Arkansas fought back to win. They almost lost. So yeah, it was an interesting first weekend.
Joe, let me start out before those guys kind of ask you the X and O questions. How important do you think it is being on ESPN, being at home, is for Vanderbilt to kind of lay out maybe their plans for renovations, construction, almost like Rutgers did yesterday by having the bulldozers and the cranes mm-hmm. in the end zone? Do you think that'll be an important part that I think maybe Vanderbilt needs to get in to showcase that?
I think they will make sure that when they visit with the ESPN folks on Wednesday and Thursday that they'll know about all those plans. And so it's kind of hard where we are to park a lot of construction equipment around. And
I just throw a couple bulldozers, dump trucks around.
Something like that.
Exactly.
I'm sure that they will make them very aware of all that, and hopefully they'll be able to work that in through portions of the broadcast. It is important. I think, and Bobby even talked in general, it's important being on. Being on ESPN is a great tool for the program, a great exposure, and if you can win, so much the better. But it's a very important Thursday night.
They've asked me to carry a black and gold shovel on the sideline.
That is correct. You'll be wearing a hard hat.
And it is a blackout, right?
That's right. It is a blackout. That's right. So I'm sure the Vanderbilt will probably respond in kind. And I know the students are going to wear black. Hopefully, all the fans will wear black as well. And it's going to be quite an atmosphere. There are very few tickets left for this one. If you want them, today's probably the day to take care of that. I will say this too: the Auburn tickets are gone. Tickets for the Auburn game are already gone. Very few Florida tickets left. Very few Tennessee tickets left. So it's tickets are moving very well.
Joe, nice to see Justin Geisinger make the Redskins. Yeah. Marcus Bugs cut by the Bills but signed to the practice squad. Same thing with Curtis Gatewood. With the Redskins, he's also signed to the practice squad.
And Theo Horrocks, who they love in Jacksonville, he injured his foot, ended up having surgery, but is a guy that's going to be with them. I think he's on their injured reserve. So a lot of guys that made clubs and are still around, and I don't think any of those were real surprises. We had heard that Marcus had done real well with Buffalo. Of course, you've got Jonathan Goff made the 53-man roster for the Giants. And of course, Earl and Chris up in Chicago. So we're well represented.
And Joe, a program reminder on E60 tonight. I think it's on ESPN2. What looks like a really interesting feature on David Price.
Yep, he's supposedly billed by them as the next phenom. So they talk to him and go kind of in depth with him. I think he talks about they sort of headline it. They talk about how close he came to quitting baseball. Which a story most of us have heard and told, but all kinds of little inside things. So I think it's a really good opportunity to get to know him. It's at 6 o'clock tonight, as a matter of fact, on ESPN.
Joe, one more thing on football before we wrap it up. Unfortunate what happened to John Cole, torn meniscus for him, and probably done for the season, it sounds like.
Yeah, it is not only for him, but for the team, in that the receiver position was thin already, and now you've lost at least three of them. George Smith is begging them to let him back in, and the doctors and the coaches just aren't going to do that yet until that foot is totally ready to go. The worst thing you can do with George is put him in now and have him re-injure it and be done for the year. So they're just going to have to bide their time and wait until that foot's ready to go. So it falls now on Sean Walker, who was very solid against Miami, Justin Wheeler, Jamie Graham. Some of these other guys, Udomuma, are going to have to step up. And then the tight ends, I believe, are you going to see. Frank will appreciate, probably will be featured a little bit more because
thank
of
God.
It. And Chris is going to have to run the football. Vanderbilt's going to have to run the football, number one. But, Chris is in the mindset that he's going to have to run it, and that's the way it is. I hope he'll be a little more selective in terms of the hits he takes. and kind of try to take it a little more easy on himself. He has a tendency to try to run guys over instead of run out of bounds, and I think we need to find a happy medium there.
Joe, we appreciate it. Talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, guys. See you tomorrow.